You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. In San Luis Obispo County, one in six people go to bed hungry most nights, says the county's Food Bank Coalition. That equates to over 46,000 people who are considered food insecure. Many of these residents earn too much to qualify for the federal SNAP program, but not enough to sufficiently fill the fridge and cupboards. The Food Bank Coalition of San Luis Obispo manages roughly 200 distributions a month. People line up to receive a box of staples filled with items like dried milk, pasta, and cereals. In San Luis Obispo County, those boxes also come with delicious fresh vegetables and fruit, thanks to an organization called Glean Slow. Roxanne Sanders is Glean Slow's program manager, and it's her job to try to decrease that one in six number going hungry.
For a pretty small county, I always think that's a high statistic, especially since we do live in such an agricultural abundance.
The word glean is both a noun and a verb. Historically, the verb meant to gather leftover grain or produce after the harvest. As a noun, a glean is a gathering to pick up that leftover crop. KCBX caught up with a glean in Aurora Grande. Tally Farms has been a big supporter of the county's food bank for the past few years. It operates a CSA program, community-supported agriculture. So after its crews fill customers' CSA boxes, the company invites Glean Slow in to harvest the leftovers every week. On this day, the glean was in a field of heirloom tomatoes, and Sanders showed us around.
So we have about 12 volunteers out here today, and they're packing them into crates, and then we take it back to the San Luis Obispo Food Bank, and from there it goes out, whether through it's our distribution sites or our agency partners, which could be Salvation Army or Loaves and Fishes.
Glean volunteer Ann Catalar has been out on about 75 gleans.
Oh, I love coming out here. You feel good about coming out and harvesting the produce that would have gone to waste otherwise. And you feel good about coming out and working out in the sun. And you meet a lot of really nice people. And it's very rewarding.
For San Luis Obispo resident Lauren Stowe, this was her first time.
And I volunteered because I walk in my neighborhood and I see a lot of wasted opportunity. And instead of being upset, I thought I'd be a little proactive about it and help.
Mark Anselmi had two reasons to sign up to work this glean, his friend Carol and his own bounty.
I live in Templeton. I have a big backyard garden, and I can never seem to use all my stuff, so I like to give it. And then I thought, well, this is just that on a bigger level. So here I am because I figure there's a lot of stuff out here that people can use.
This was Anselmi's second glean.
Yeah, I picked apples a couple weeks ago. It was great.
Chuck Asmus is a key cog in the Glean Slow machine. He started as a volunteer for about a year and then was hired on as a part-time driver. Over the past 4 years, he's worked approximately 700 gleans. His biggest takeaway from his work with Glean Slow?
There's a lot of nice people in this county, and this county is full of an abundant bounty of fresh vegetables and fruit. And they're willing to spread the love around the county.
With the Central Coast climate, Glean Slow is able to do their work year-round. Each picking session lasts about 2 hours, and Sanders schedules them in the mornings or late afternoons to beat the heat. Sanders says the organization has a robust volunteer base in South County, but could use both field donations and volunteers in North County. Sanders encourages anyone interested to check out the Glean Slow website.
It's pretty easy. So you go onto our website, which is gleanslow.org, and you hit volunteer and you just fill out your name, your information, and then you have access to our harvest calendar. And it shows you the gleans that we have going for the week, where they are, whether it's, you know, Cambria, Arroyo Grande, San Luis Obispo, or Templeton, and you can sign up for it.
Coming up from October 16th through October 24th, Glean Slow is having a special event. It's called Glean 805 and includes volunteers in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties.
We're hoping we can encourage a lot of community members to come on out and glean and just kind of ramp up. We're hoping we can do maybe like 15 or 20 in a week, but that might be a little more than we're able to do.
Reporting at Tally Farms in Aurora Grande, I'm Greta Mart with KCBX News.